very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 12th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the trials and tribulations of the Zimbabwe national soccer team.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Taenda yedu kunotamba but target is now prepared. So ameno zvine zvabuda. Tikawana maybe a draw, that's better considering kuti hatina kunge taka prepare. Patagara tichichema tichingoti Zifa ka yafaila. Leadership ye Zifa must just step down. Ngavabve kuuye vamwe vanhu vanoziya zvebhora.
Goal is goal. Inini semuZimbabwean ndogara ndakangomirira nemaWarriors and maWarriors ndoti ngaawine.
We've been grinding in his house before. We went to come and we went to Swaziland. People are maybe taking it as a justice to say maybe we can win without even training, which is paid at the end of the day. We need to prepare.
Going to be a tough match since we didn't have enough time to prepare. We only trained once and today we left for Malawi. If we come out with a draw, that would be a bonus to us.
2-0 in favor of Zimbabwe.
6 into layer that is a crucial journey in Zimbabwe. Look at the very young is in Shabin Wonky, Yung Jaloa Zong, Yako Pilu, Dom Jalos, and Shalwa, and Shakati, Wujin and Jay, Utway Malaw. Yeah, and so cool with Ubabukas, do we say Nyan is the same and so cool. Mutum has a cheer Utsebin, Ugandi Nangins and Missolero Kulumin Dong Korn and Solomon is always sport to Baba Ulang and Langa.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's, or rather, the world's number one sport, soccer. Of course, there are problems in Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
And tonight, Blessing, actually, they actually sought some divine intervention as Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries, or PhD founder, Prophet Walter Makaya, stepped in again to ensure the national team can play the African Nations Cup qualifier in Malawi. That is tomorrow.
Of course, the squad was due to leave for Blantyre yesterday, but stayed in Harare after the players refused to travel, citing concerns that they would not receive match fees from the cash-strapped Zifa executive.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318. Nzapinda futhi. Nansi Nombolo is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvemutambo wenhabvu pakati peZimbabwe neMalawi asi sezvamunoziva zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. Murairidzi wechikwata ichi Kalisto Pasuo ari kuti havana kukwanisa kunge vachimbogadzirira zvakakwana mutambo iwoyu nekuti zvinhu zvinenge zviri kutinetsei kuZifa, asi vanenge vakagadzira chikwata chakasimba. Pakunosimuka nezuro pakabva paita zvakare Bopoto rakapa kuti chikwata ichichakwanise kuenda kuMalawi nezuro sezvanga zvakatarisirwa, zvaita kuti chizoende nhasi nebhazi mushure menguva vatambi vatsika madziro vachiti aiwa, kana tisina kupuwa mari dzedu hatikwanise kuti tinge tichienda kuMalawi. Gibbs
yevakambe zuro kandava lingachona njani ye sizwile ke ukuti iqembu lenguqu lelelo phela elelizwe obizwa kuthiwa ngamaWarriors bayakhona ngale Malawi bahamba ngebhasi basuke nje eHarare kuseni ekwehlule izolo ukuthi bagade indizamjina ngoba kade befuna imali, befuna ukuthi babhadale umuntu munye ngamunye $500. So ke kuthiwe sokuthiwa sokulungisiwe leZifa basuthi ha sizahamba khona ngale kodwa akwazi ukuthi kuyozala nkomoni. Ye abafuna ukungena kuhlelo nasinombolo 1-202-619-2077.
Yeah, I think Gibbs, we might be having our first guest. Who do we have?
I think we've got Mr. Kolisani Kwesela, who is in Harare. Mr. Kwesela is the Zifa spokesperson. Mr. Kwesela, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And you told me that you've got a bit of flu, but I hope the Warrior squad won't catch that flu, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Hope the water disappears, huh?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, pleasant.
Yeah, Mr. Gwesela, obviously there was a scare yesterday when the squad could not travel to Blantyre as expected. Just tell us briefly, what is happening at Zifa?
Yeah, Zifa has been facing a lot of financial challenges. It's not a secret. It's something that they have publicized. Mm-hmm. It's known in each and every corridor. Even if more children know that Zifa is broke. Mm-hmm. We have always been saying that we have no capacity of funding these national things alone. Mm-hmm. Zifa is not a profit-making organization. Mm-hmm. It relies on donations, it relies on Zifa grants, it relies on government, it relies on various stakeholders, including the EU, the Washington, which are not going to make to Zifa. We had organized there where we are participating in the qualifier of the African Cup of Nations, Gabon 2017. The guys had already turned into camp and they had been trained. But a few hours before that departure, they made it clear that they will not be able to board the plane until and unless the association had paid their charges. They were demanding amounting to $760 per individual. Yes, we were not able to coerce them to board the plane. It is rather an impasse. They ended up being addressed by Zifa President Lokato Dube, who made a commitment that you clear the 40,000 odds to claim by month.
So I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Ezra Sibanda, who is an independent sports commentator and radio personality. Mr. Sibanda, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Good evening, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. I think you can pose a question to him.
And Ezra, of course, we have Mr. Gwesela here representing Zifa as the spokesperson. And he is saying, understandably so, that Zifa is broke and it cannot fund the national team alone. What is the way forward, Mr. Sibanda?
First and foremost, my brother Michelle, thank you very much for coming to Voice of America. You've got to be honest with the listeners listening to you right now, Mr. Kwesela. You are a spokesperson, obviously, you're attending your association. You know it very well that FIFA gives you money every year, Mr. Kwesela. This year you've been advanced with some money from FIFA. It happened again last year, the monies which are meant for development. You get money from the premiership teams in Zimbabwe. You get a percentage from all the matches involving Dynamo Cylinders and all other teams. You get money from them. You get money from the affiliates of Zifa. Nobody knows where that money goes. Prophet Magaya gave you 54,000 a couple of weeks ago when Zimbabwe was going to play in South Africa in Kosafa. We know that Zimbabwe was knocked out in the first round, of which 6,000 was used. From 54,000, if you take out 56,000, we should be having 48,000. Where is that money going, Mr. Kwesela?
Yes, I understand what my brother Ezra is suggesting. Those are just accusations. Some of them, I think, that basically people who have been accusing FIFA of abusing funds. Yes, we get funds from FIFA. We get about 250,000 grants every year for. It's called the financial assistance program. We also get 60% from the Premier Soccer League. Zifa needs a budget of about 2 million to operate. These funds are not enough. Yes, our appeal.
Mr.
Sibanda, I think let him explain.
All amounts were used for that intended purposes. People will be just speculating. It's now normal in Zimbabwe, but I don't think it's safe for the association.
Mr. Sibanda?
Yes?
Come in now.
Yes, what I'm saying, Mr. Kwesela, is very untrue what you're saying. Let me tell you one thing. Let me ask you one thing. How many games per year does the national team play? You find that there are less than 5 games per year. And you don't find any competition in Zimbabwe. As I said, affiliates pay money to you. And as well as every time you struggle to raise money to give the players. You haven't been paying the coaches. Kaliso Pastor has gone 9 months without paying. Other coaches left, Raman Kumbo, you name them, Norman Mapeza, you never paid them. Despite getting money from FIFA, despite getting money from CHAN, the guys won $250,000 in South Africa. What did you do with the money? You never gave them their bonuses. You only used 34,000 of that money. Where did the rest go, Mr. Kwesela? You've got to be honest with the people.
Yes, as I have indicated in that one, we get this amount. That is very true, as you're suggesting. But I have said it, these amounts are not enough. Are you aware that for FIFA to organize the one match, it needs in excess of over 100,000? You need to play, pay, need to pay hotels, it should pay the referees, that would be obviously that particular match. I have said it, we get these amounts, but these amounts are not enough to cover FIFA expenses. And as you are aware, FIFA has always been in debt. So when we came to FIFA, we inherited this debt. Yes, we have not been able to extinguish it. It is also true and undeniable veracity that the football worldwide thrives and it develops because of government sponsorship. But it's a different scenario altogether. Because when you are away, the country is in economic quagmire, we are facing liquidity challenges, and the government as well as FIFA is not in state. What is happening at FIFA is what I would term a microcosm of the macrocosm. It is a general reflection of what is happening within the economy. FIFA has not been state, FIFA does not operate in an island, it has also been affected by these problems that are currently attacking the economy.
Thank you. Please stay on the line, gentlemen. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national soccer team that is on its way to Blantyre, Malawi, as we speak, for an AFCON match. And of course, the squad failed to travel yesterday as had been advertised because the players were demanding some cash up front. And it's an interesting debate. We have Zifa spokesperson, that is Mr. Kolisani Gwesela, and we also have a sports commentator, Mr. Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Of course, let's just briefly look at the squad. I think Pasua managed to assemble a very, very good side, though there were hiccups here and there. There is Bernard Donovan, Tatenda Mukuruwa, Blessing Moyo, Patson Jaure, Eric Chipeta, Teenage Hadebe, Justice Jangano, Ronald Pumbizai, Danny Piri, Willard Katsande, Gerald Takwara, Wisdom Mutasa, Kama Brilliant, Kudakwashe Mahachi, Marvelous Nakamba, Knowledge Musona, Nyasham Shegwi is injured, is no longer coming, I guess, Matthew Risike, and Cuthbert Malajila Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Smanda, tell us what you think about these players.
That's a quality side. Coach Kalisto Pasua, despite the difficulties, he assembled a very strong side. You remember very well that it is not for the Minister of Sports who really came in to help. Pasua didn't want to call the players in camp. FIFA had no clue on what to do, so the Minister Langa had to pursue it. A coach, I've never heard of a country where the Minister goes to meet a national football coach to convince him to call players. He's going to pay him money. Pasua didn't want to call because it's odd. For 9 months, nobody has paid him. Zifa didn't even care about it. You call players, you call professionals from South Africa. These guys are earning large sums of money in South Africa. You call them to camp, and they've got no accommodation. Or if you want to give them, you give them $15 a day. Zifa, are you really serious? You're a big letdown. If I had the powers, Gibbs and Blessing, these guys need to be arrested for letting down the country. Need to be all fired because definitely they are soiling our good name of the good name of football. They are putting the football into disrepute. There's nothing which puts people into disrepute because of mismanagement, poor administration. The guys who thrive on gossip, the guys who thrive on dividing each other, fighting. Definitely there's something to gain at FIFA. This is why these guys are clinging on to power. They don't want me to go when they have no clue on how to run our football. It's a disgrace. These guys are letting down the country.
Mr. Gwesela, I think you have the right to respond.
Yes, I would like to echo the same sentiment what my brother Ezra Kisha has just said. Coach Kaliso Pasua has assembled a very strong squad. He has 10 foreign defensive players that are doing well in their respective leagues. We have young warriors that have qualified for the Africa Games. Recently, they also qualified for another round of the CAF Under-23 Championship. I wouldn't comment on the various allegations in the football politics. I'm a technocrat. I usually don't want to comment on the firing of people, on the revelation of people, on vote confidence, vote of no confidence issues. I'm a technocrat. I'm not a football politician. Yes, I'm not able to comment on that particular matter. But as I have said it, my brother Ezra, he said these guys come from better leagues. They paid a lot of money. The problem that he has is that he has a tendency of comparing Zimbabwe, which is an economy that is not performing well, with countries like South Africa, with flourishing economy. Really, it's not fair to compare Zimbabwe. As I have said, Zimbabwe's economy is still not performing well.
No,
look at the challenges in South Africa. The rand is doing well. The economy is thriving well. So we can't compare South Africa and Zimbabwe. And known that these players had moved to South Africa for cleaner pastures. Zimbabwe had no capacity to pay them those large amounts. So we can't compare the Zimbabwean League or the Zimbabwe Football Association with SAFA, Zimbabwe Football Association, or the EPL or the ABGA Premiership. It's not fair. These are two different things. I cannot be compared.
Yeah. So we are
talking about things. What level? Mr. Kwesela, I'm not trying to compare anything. I'm not comparing our leagues. Definitely won't match it. But ask yourself in FIFA, you've been there because the Brewer has got the second term. Why are you not having the sponsors? Why are the big companies in Zimbabwe not associating themselves with the national team? Because no one wants to associate its brand with the disgraceful running of football in the country. No corporate company or anybody or a business person or anyone wants to link himself with failures, with flops. So, Mr. Kwesela, you ask yourself, if you go to Zambia, Ghana, everyone, all the national teams are sponsored, and ask yourself, why not Zimbabwe? Don't tell me about the economy. The economy is shattered, but there are big companies making money, like Econet and all that. They don't want to associate themselves with you because you will soil their brand. So this is the reason. I'm not comparing you with South Africa, but I'm saying a bit of it from these companies, corporate companies in Zimbabwe, surely it will help. Why are they not coming forward? Why are you having profits coming in to assist instead of having big companies like National Breweries or Coca-Cola or Econet or Net One coming to associate themselves with you because you cannot run football? What you need to do is to take your bags and just leave 53 Livingstone and go home.
Yes,
imali akuphume bona abantu abasezikhundleni labo abathi bayaphika manje bathi imali kabayidli kodwa ke xa ungabatshela ukuthi abaphume ezikhundleni ubona ngokwala balelani ke mangabe kukuthi abatholi lutho ngoba akukho lapho esizoya khona ngayo ilokhu zeni indaba zemidlalo lezi ungacabanga kwakukhona lo baba kwakuthiwa kubani kuthiwa nguLeo Mkabi naye waphuma nzima nampa abanye nabo bakuzi ababambe kuzifa abashiye uma kuwukuthi abatholi lutho abashiye uma kuwukuthi akubona ababulala i-national team So ngamanye amagama vele ayikho into abazoyivuma, basuka bethathe into zepolitiki bazifake phakathi. Manje utshela ngeikhonomi, ikhonomi ayingenelani lento zebhola. Ibhola kufanele lithole ama-sponsors azenzele imali, ibhola lizenzele imali yalo. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi imali ma ifika ifikele ezandleni zabantu abarong, bavele bayidle. Ungabheka abantu abadlala ibhola khona lapha ekhaya, uyathola umuntu vele i-uniform yangkhona, i-kit yangkhona ivele ipangu kokuthi angathi mhlawumbe yinto ephuma emlonyeni wenkomo. Kodwa kunabantu abayibona ababheke zonke lezi zinto bethatha imali beyidle. So Ezra, ngiyabonga mina kakhulu ngokubatshela lokho. Noma bengeke beze benze lutho, noma bengeke beze beyishintshe, kodwa kwazakala ukuthi thina into le abayenzayo iyabonwa ngabantu bonke. So ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuba ku-Ezra aqhubeke ebatshela laba abantu, mhlawumbe bengashiya lokho. Loka ma betha kula nto abayitholayo, kabashiye phela kube nabantu abazokwazi ukuthi bebambe izifa kahle, ibhola likwazi ukuthuthuka. Abantu beZimbabwe abantu abazi ibhola kakhulu okokuthi bayathengiswa ngaphandle kwamazwe, kutholakala izimali. Ngabantu abadlala ibhola angeke vele ubafananise nabantu abase-South Africa, kodwa ngendlela esiphansi ngakhona kunzima kakhulu. Ngiyabonga tu.
Sibongile kakhulu ke Sibusiso khona ngapho-ke eGoli mfowethu ungathi nolakusasa. So what you are saying, blessings that you know, he's wondering why most Zifa executives don't want to leave. You know, at the end of the day he believes that maybe someone is pilfering funds there, you know. So these are allegations and what he's saying. So he says Zimbabwe has got a lot of potential. The country is always is selling some players to other nations. So what is wrong now, you know? He's wondering really why all everything is happening in Zifa in the wrong way.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma obei. Magadi mkoma obei.
Ano magadi.
Aiwa, taurisa mkoma obei. Ziru fambe.
Wai, kirunani.
Mo zora volume redi enyu kaita maongira hati zonzguanani. Asinya eri mdari roma inzu watu kutora ninyo ye nabui ye chikuwa tache Zimbabwe National Team. Tipe upungwa zenyu.
Tipe upungwa zenyu. Tipe upungwa zenyu. Kuzoto akuru ndo aningo yidya mari kana kuti akuru ndo aningo tadza kuvakuna ndo anzadza kutamba yasiya kuti zviri pano vati hai adingo varamba zviri vasapota vakumana vedu vangu anoita zvakanaka.
Aiwa, ichocho ndo chokwadi mukoma obei. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Obey saying he does not know what seems to be the problem, but the bottom line is people must continue to support the Zimbabwe soccer team. Of course, these are the 2017 AFCON qualifiers. Let's look at the groups, Gibbs. The full draw. Group A, there is Tunisia, Togo, Liberia, and Djibouti. Group B, there is the Democratic Republic of Congo, Angola, Central African Republic, and Madagascar. Group C, Mali, Equatorial Guinea, Benin, and South Sudan. Group D, there is Burkina Faso, Uganda, Botswana, and Cameroon. Then Group E, Zambia, Congo, Kenya, and Guinea-Bissau. Group F, Cape Verde, Morocco, Libya, and Sao Tome. And then Group G, Nigeria, Egypt, Tanzania, and Chad. Then we have Group H, Ghana, Mozambique, Rwanda, and Mauritius. And we have Group I, Cote d'Ivoire, Sudan, Sierra Leone, and Gabon. And then Group J, Algeria, Ethiopia, Lesotho, and Seychelles. And Group K, Senegal, Niger, Namibia, and Burundi. And Group L, Guinea, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and Swaziland. So Zimbabwe is in Group L. And then there's Group M, Cameroon, South Africa, Gambia, and Mauritania. So they are, it's Group A to Group M.
Now we've got some messages, blessing, that are coming from people on Facebook. And one of those people who sent a message is Marange, who says, the situation is tight for the Warriors. Then we've got Best Piri, who writes, maybe they can win, but problems in Zifa, these people, I think, must go. Then we've got Lucas Sakara, who says, it's a win, guys. A man of God helped them. Then Trimo says, God will take us through. Thank you, Prophet W. Makaya. May God keep on blessing you for all the assistance that we are giving the Warriors. So ke sibuye kuwe ke njalo Baba Khosela. Usakhona khona apa?
Yeah, ngikhona. Ndiwanga ngishanje kade sikhathe.
Yes, akwazi ukuthi flu yakho ngani sikugaja mbijana. So kodwa singakuthethe uhambe. Yes, legini kuzobuya eMalawi, eZimbabwe, leSwaziland. Njengoba nje ama Warriors engana aqhula kangaka. So ubona ngani kuyaphumana khona?
Engakukhuluma ukuthi lezi zinsuku akufika team extra encane. Ibhora selitshintsha ngama team encane lokhu sokubulala sokutshaya ezinkulu. Kodwa nabebhiya sesingathi team encane lapha. Isikarabha lapha ukhosana sona le tshaya iZambia, tshaya iZimbabwe, tshaya team ezinkulu. Akula team ekumele extra encane. Inkinga yona le nje ithi asilama. Abantu le mali kade sekwazi ukuba nama iparishes zaqhinileyo senelise ukuthi hayi sithobe ugroupe bona ngathi ngathi qine kakhulu lapha igroup sadlala ukuthi kafu yasidla lapha asihambe khona kule yasidla futhi esaziyendelayo yitim asingathi yitim encane futhi labo baprepare futhi okuqinileyo imali ayilayo siyibone lapha ithola inkezo esithi iplate kusasa plate isidla iZambia akulathi kumele sibophe ijongo okuqinileyo ezokuthi siphumelele but inkinga yona leyo inkinga yemali esihlasizayo leyo.
So according to Mr. Khosela, all the teams are almost equal in terms of playing on the field, you know, blessing. So he said the problem with Zifa is that they don't have money, so preparations a bit problematic there.
Regatende unemwe mutereri mukoma Israel makadi. Mukoma Israel?
Hello makadi.
Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei nyaya iri mudariro yenhabvu iyi?
Ah, nyaya iri mudariro iyi endozvisatsitsi. Dambudziko riripo rikuvakuru vedu vanotungamirira bhora kunyika yekwedu kuZimbabwe. Vakuru ava semutauriri wekutanga wamakuti avataurira naye angaroreresa kuti vanofanira kumbochinjwa ndonyaya hombe iripo kutiti nyika haina mari kana zvizifa haina mari kunyepa mari iripo asi vari kudya mari nekuti mutambo uyu wakatonga kubva first of this year vaiziva kuti vakomana vachaenda kunotamba bhora vachaenda kumalawi vachaita zvese vanodai panogadzirwa mari asi hapana kana chavakakanisa kugara pasi chavakona kugara pasi kungwanidzambo mari dzavo kuti ivo vasizima pei mari vafanira kupa vanhu iyo ndoyavari kufanana vachidya vachiita sei saka vanhu ava vari kutungamira zvifa anofanira kuti ngavadze vaise uye ngavaisei generation yechidiki rinofambirana nezviripo mazuva ano aya madhara anga achibvawo vaisa vechidiki vanoziva mitambo vanogona kumirira vana vechidiki vanoti aya madhara aya akungorova kuti arovaite muhomwe havaichagoni kutimirira kuti isusu tifare tichiona zvinhu zviripo zvamazuva ano saka vakuru ava ngavabve uye tinotendana pasuo hake nechiro chaari kuita uye nava magaya nemari yavaisaiyo kuti vakomana vaendere mberi asi tinechimbo chokuti kwavaenda uku vanonokunda vanohwina
munofunga kuti vanohwina nezvibodzwa zvingani
haindotoanouya
2-0 2-0 aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Israel. Tine vamwe vanyorawo pawhatsapp. Webster Muhati says please Mr. Cuthbert Dube ngavarove pasi netimu yavo vaturayira bhora vachingorambira pazvigaro. They must go now. And another person who wrote, he did not put his name or her name, simply said these guys failed both the country and sports. Gibbs.
So now there's some information, Mr. Khosela, that the Warriors are stuck at the Malawi border because they don't have passports. What's going on? Okay, hold on there. Hold on there. We are going to release you after exactly 5 minutes. We're just taking a break.
Yes, of course, for our radio listeners, the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com. and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.